When David Ferrer, that perennial underdog, stumbled off the court after a semi-final loss to Rafael Nadal at the French Open in 2012, he offered a statement that could only be described as a masterclass in understatement. "Winning a match against Rafa at Roland Garros is almost impossible," he proclaimed, clearly reveling in the realization that he had just endured a tennis lesson of epic proportions. After all, he managed a mere 5 games against Nadal in M-Dash, a feat that, frankly, would have put him in the Andeles quo, barely their category of competition. It would have brought little solace to Ferrer that he had outperformed Roger Federer, who famously collected only 4 games in the 2008 final against the same clay court maestro, and on the crushed red brick of Roland Garros, Nadal's dominance is a tale worthy of mythological proportions. Since bursting onto the scene in 2005 with his dazzling debut, he has amassed a staggering 14 titles, securing 112 match victories while tasting defeat just 4 times. It is a record so remarkable that it could almost inspire a new genre of literature in M-Dash, perhaps an LS quo, fantasy sports, where players grapple not just with their opponents, but with the very concept of defeat itself. However, as time marches on and even the gods of tennis must yield to the hands of time, we saw Nadal's first round loss to Alexander Zverev at this year's French Open. A shocking defeat, yes, but one that was swiftly followed by yet another loss, this time to Novak Djokovic at the Olympics in M-Dash, on that very same court that had once echoed his triumphs. What a turn of fate, and 2 of Nadal's rare French Open defeats came at the hands of Djokovic in M-Dash. Once in the quarterfinals in 2015 and again in the semifinals in 2021. Before them, it was Sweden's Robin Söderling who dared to breach Nadal's formidable fortress in 2009, only to be smacked down when Nadal avenged that loss in the final. And who could forget the drama of 2016 when an unfortunate wrist injury forced Nadal to withdraw after just 2 rounds? Let's rewind to 2005. Nadal claimed his inaugural French Open title just 2 days after his 19th birthday, marking the start of what would become a legendary reign. Fast forward to 2022, and he was still waging war on the clay courts at the ripe age of 36, claiming his record-extending 14th title despite the constant agony that required daily doses of painkillers to manage. Nadal's Grand Slam journey kicked off at Wimbledon in 2003, where he entered as a raw 17-year-old. Yet, it was his maiden appearance in Paris that truly turned heads. Winning against the relatively unknown Mariano Puerta in the final, 67, 6-8, 63, 61, 75, made him the first man since Mats Wilander to snag the French Open title on his first attempt, and from 2005 onward, Nadal was an unstoppable force, claiming 11 titles that year alone, with 8 of them on clay, including the prestigious Masters in Monte Carlo and Rome. As he entered the French Open that year, he was on a 17-match winning streak, and his first-round opponent, Germany's Lars Bergsmüller, could do little more than wallow in his misfortune. "I remember that I was a little sad about the draw," Bergsmüller lamented. "Everyone was talking about him. Everyone knew that he would be very, very good. Greatness indeed. More like a one-man show of tennis brutality." Over the following years, Nadal continued his clay court conquest, defeating Federer in the final 3 times in a row. In the 2008 championship match, he allowed Federer just 4 games. Let that sink in and M-Dash, 4 games. This wasn't just a victory, it was a thorough evisceration. That year, Nadal didn't drop a single set. Even his compatriots Fernando Verdasco and Nicolas Almagro, both ranked in the top 25, were treated to a polite but firm lesson, being limited to just 3 games each in their respective rounds. In 2017 and 2020, Nadal again swept through the tournament without dropping a set. It is almost as if he was playing a different sport in M-Dash, perhaps one where opponents were mere props in a grand narrative of his own making. In an astonishing 116 matches at the French Open, Nadal was pushed to 5 sets only 3 times, winning all 3. Carlos Moya, Nadal's coach, provided a rather dramatic metaphor, declaring, "With Rafa on clay in best of 5, it's like a war." Perhaps he is right, For one could easily imagine a battlefield strewn with the remnants of crushed competitors, their dreams of glory scattered like confetti. John McEnroe, who fought his own legendary battles against Bjorn Borg, offered a nostalgic comparison. "I know when Borg played in my day, he was like the human backboard," McEnroe reminisced. "He was faster than everyone, fitter than everyone, and you couldn't get a ball by the guy. I saw guys get exhausted in the first set, like the best clay court players in the world. It's the same thing when you play Nadal. This guy comes to play every match. This is a guy that just doesn't give it away," with quotes from agencies.